सह नोऽवतु सह नो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
So when we were here, we discussed and completed chapter 1. After that, Dhiranji has completed up to verse 15, 16 of chapter 2. In first chapter, Arjun said, Drishtva imam swajanam krishnam yusam samavastitam. Drishtva. When he came into the battlefield, he told Lord Krishna, I want to see all the people standing on the other side, the enemy side, who are come here to fight with me. Drishtva, I want to see. What happened then after that? After seeing them, up to that time he knew the Kaurav were all my enemies. When he came into the battlefield, he knew very well that Kauravas are my enemies. Now, drishtva imam swajanam. Now he's saying, they are swajan. Ito mere aadmi hai. They are not satru. They are not enemy. What happened? Sidantimam gatrani. My limbs are failing now. My mouth is parched dry. My body is trembling. My mind is reeling. All the bad omens are I am seeing. I don't want any victory. Na kanchi vijayam krishna, I don't want victory. Na cha rajya sukhani, I don't want any pleasure of kingdom. Kim no rajya na govindam, kim bhoga jivitan, of what use is this rajya, this pleasure, and what life is this? Kiske liye ye jiyenge? Because I wanted a kingdom for all those people, those are there in the battlefield. When all are gone, all are dead, there is no subject. So the question of Raja or Rajya does not arise. I don't like it. Therefore, he says, what he is saying? He is saying, Acharya. My teacher is there, Dronacharya and Kripacharya. They are not on the Pandav side. They are on the... Why on the Kaurav side? He says, these are subtle things you have to think because they are on the payroll of Kaurav. So if you are on the payroll of Kaurav, you have to favor. Even if they think this is not fair, what the Kaurav's are doing are not fair, but still they are on the Kaurav side and they are seeing Acharya, Pitra, Putra, Matula, Mama, Chacha, Sasur and everything he is seeing. Etan na hantum ichhami, I will not kill them. He came to fight and kill them. Now he is saying that I don't want to kill them. No to be madhusudana, even they kill me, doesn't matter. Nihat dashtranna ki priti cha, what will he get? By killing Dhritarashtra putra, the sons of Dhritarashtra, what will I get? Tasmat na ra vayam hantum, we will be doing, you know, the mahat paap. Vayam, both of us will do the paap. Arjun will be killing, but in the paap, Lord Krishna, vayam means two. Lord Krishna will be also partner in that sin. That is what he is saying. Then they say, kula chakritam dosam, there will be kulacha, destruction of families. Then all the pitaraj will not get water and rice balls and udakam. All these things will be there. Then what happened? He, eva mukta arjuna sankhe rathopastha upavishat. Having said this, he sat on the seat of the chariot. He sat down. How he sat down? Visrajya sansaram chapam. He cast away his bow and arrow. Soka sambigna manasa. And the mind was full of all distress, worried. So this was Vishad Yoga. Now comes the next chapter, is second chapter, Sankhya Yoga. What is the meaning of Sankhya? Sankhya means Brahma Gyan. Sankhya Yoga, that means Brahma Gyan Yoga. Brahma Gyan Yoga means Brahma Gyan will unite you with Lord Supreme. Sankhya means Brahma Gyan. Brahma Gyan will unite us with the Supreme. This is Sankhya Yoga. So in this chapter 2, there are 72 verses. 72 verses, and the knowledge of self is expounded in verse 11 to 38. Only this much is Sankhya. 11 to 38. That is Brahma Gyan. This is the heart of Bhagavad Gita. So what is the content of chapter 2? There are 6 topics covered here. The whole chapter can be divided into 6 topics. Number 1, Arjun's despondent condition, slok number 1 to 10. Up to 10, it is the condition of Arjun. He is still in Vishad. Then self within is eternal and indestructible is from 11 to 30. So nature of self, nature of Atma, Atma Gyan is from 11 to 30. Your duties to act is 31 to 40. We all have to do our duty, that is Lord will say. Fourth topic is desire-ridden actions. So if we have got desire, selfish action, what will be result? 41 to 44. Desireless actions lead to self-realization, 45 to 53. If you want self-realization, we have to be doing desireless actions. What is that desireless action? We'll see later. And description of the enlightened soul is 54 to 72. So when Lord was giving this discourse, at the end of 53, Arjun has come out a little bit out of his stupor, his despondency, dejection, and he asks a question. And moment he completes verse 72, he asks a practical question, immediately raised question. So the third chapter begins with a practical question by Arjun. By that time, he has come out, mostly he has come out of his despondency. So what is Arjun's despondent condition? Arjun still in the state of dejection. His personality is destroyed by the emotion of pity. Kripaya avishta. Avishta means covered by kripa. Emotion. One emotion. Compassion. That has created havoc. And he is ready to beg. Arjun is ready to beg, but he doesn't want to kill Dronacharya and Bhishma Pitama. That he will say. Even if you give him 3 words, he is not ready to fight. What to talk about the small portion of Delhi? He is not interested. Next topic, self within is eternal and indestructible, verse 11 to 30. It says, Lord says, wise never grieves for this thing, anatma vastu. You are grieving for all these things. The self is eternal, indestructible. From verse number 11 to verse number 38, Lord Krishna is going to give the argument from the different levels. One by one he will come down. From the highest level, Atman, he will say, Atman is indestructible. It is eternal. It cannot be killed. Therefore, why are you grieving? Fight, get up and fight. Then we will come down to this Jivatma level. Jiva also cannot be killed. You can kill the body. Jivatma will, subtle body will go from this body to another body. So from the Jivatma level also, you cannot kill a Jiva. So Arjun, why are you grieving? Get up and fight. Third, he will come down to body level. Even the body level, he says, it is not killed. He is using the word, it will manifest and unmanifest. Vyakta, abhyakta. When there is a birth, body is manifest. When the body dies, it becomes abhyakta. It comes out of five great elements and then goes back to five great elements. So where is destruction? There is no destruction. You can say wave number one, wave number two is destroyed. Can the water be destroyed? No. Wave destroyed, the water never get destroyed. Similarly, the body is destroyed, but the five great elements. Therefore, O Arjun, you should not grieve, fight. He will come down another notch down. Shishtachar level. Shishtachar, conduct of a noble person. You are a noble person, Arjun. People follow you. Therefore, you should fight. You are accepted by the society as the great archer. Now you have got the field. Dekho, kai baar aisa hota hai na, we get, suppose we become engineer and doctor. You are a computer engineer, you are not getting the job of computer. You get some other job. And we accept whatever is available. But here, he is a Kshatriya and he is getting a righteous war, a battlefield, and he is not fighting. Suppose you are a specialist in one thing and you get that field. Is it not the best thing to that? Get that. But the most of the time we don't get. Then he will further come down one notch. He will say, what the people who love you will say about you. People who love Arjun, what will they say if you don't fight? When Arjun bhagya battlefield se, the people will say like this. So Lord will come from one level to another level, will explain everything in detail. Then in the third topic, Lord tells the importance of doing own duty. Arjun's duty is to fight. If he runs away, then it is infamy. He will get akirti. Therefore, Lord advises him that you fight. If you fight and win, you get kingdom. And if you die, you get heaven. In both cases, majay majay. In both ways, you win. Desire-ridden actions, 41 to 44, it is said in Veda, the major portion is the karmakand. In the karmakand, the rituals are given. If you do the rituals, you get the result. It's guaranteed. So if you want wealth, go on doing rituals. If you want power, go on doing rituals. So you will become more wealth, more power, more power, more power. But everything is anitya. That you have to understand. Everything is anitya. That Lord will tell. Desireless actions lead to self-realization. Shloka 45 to 53. So what will be the sadhana? Sadhana for all of us is that we know that because of our manufacturing defect, we are all sattvic people. We all are rajasic and tamasic pradhan. Always remember that. Rajasic means you are very active oriented. Tamasic means lazy, heedless, sleepy. These are tamasic gun. And the knowledge will happen only in sattva gun. So what a jeev has to do? A jeev has to put in effort from come out from the tamas to rajas, from rajas he has to come to sattva. This we have to do. Once we come to the sattva, then the Lord will take over and he will do the needful. Like in the sleep, we go to the bed, we make all arrangements. But sleep is not in our hand. When all arrangements are done, sleep is taken over by the Lord. You are pushed into the sleep. Similarly, when we come into the sattva guna, after that the Lord takes over and he will take us beyond sattva, because sattva is also in maya. Sattva rajas tamas is in maya. So we are caught up in acquiring and preserving, instead of we have forgotten the goal. What is the goal of life? The goal of life is you first understand your true nature, atma-gyan you take, brahma-gyan you take. After knowing your true nature, you now enjoy world. There is no sorrow. Humse kya galti hui? Our mistake is that without knowing the nature of the atman, we are playing with anatma. Thinking that anatma is atma. Anatma will give me sukh. This is what we are thinking. But that will never happen. When you come to know that the source of all the sukh is atma and I am that atman, then you will not run into the world for sukh. You will play with the world. There is no harm now. But there will be no sorrow. Lord tells Arjun how to stay balanced. Samatva yoga uchyate. He will say that. Samatva. Suppose we get some promotion, what we do? Immediately at weekend we throw a party. Kya baat hai bhai? Promotion hua hai. And suppose you are demoted somehow, kya hua? Dejection ho gaya, you close the door, you don't want to come out, don't want to meet people. So we go up and down, high and low, high and low. But Lord says, samatva yoga uchyate, you be balanced in both success and failure. So if we move toward the goal slowly without worldly attachments, then slowly, we improve. Our mind will become calm and composed. Calm and composed mind is needed for meditation. And when we are successful in meditation, we reach the goal. So what is this calm and composed mind? It is sattva. So when we get into the sattva, after that you meditate, you reach the goal. And the last topic discussed in chapter 2 is the description of an enlightened soul, 54 to 72. In verse number 53, Arjuna asks a question. When Lord tells about that sthita pragya, a person is there who is a realized person, he enjoys. We immediately ask a question. What are the qualities of this person? How sthita pragya expresses in the world? What happens to him internally? You see, sthita pragya means a realized master, realized person. When a person gets realized, nothing happens outside, you know. Don't think something will happen outside and you will find, oh, this person realized. No, same. All changes happen inside. What happens? Your vision changes, that's all. Your vision toward the world changes. Earlier I was giving reality and importance to the world, now I don't give. I know the nature of the world. Why should I give importance to the world? I will not give importance. He revels in bliss. There is no egocentric desires and attachment. Jnani has got no egocentric desires and attachment. For him the worldly pleasures are only petty things. He does not give any importance to them. We give too much importance to pleasures of the world. So he is like a river which has entered ocean, merged in ocean. There is no individuality left for a realized master. So with this background of chapter 2 in nutshell, now we enter into verse number 1. Dhiranji told me that I have completed 16. I want to cover this 15, 16 fast. Let me see if I can control myself. 1.
Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha.
Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha.
Atha Dvitiyo Dhyayah.
Atha Dvitiyo Dhyayah.
Sanjaya Uvacha.
Sanjaya Uvacha.
Tam Tatha Kripaya Vishtam.
Tam Tatha Kripaya Vishtam.
Ashrupurna Kulekshanam.
Ashrupurna Kulekshanam.
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam.
Vishidantam Idam Vakyam.
Uvacha Madhusudanaha.
Uvacha Madhusudanaha.
Sanjaya Uvacha. Tam Tatha Kripaya Vishtam. Ashrupurna Kulekshanam. Vishidantamidam Vakyam. Uvacha Madhusudanaha.
Sanjaya Uvacha. Sanjaya is talking to Arjun. Dhritarashtra. Sanjaya is talking to Dhritarashtra. Where is Sanjaya seated? In Indraprastha in Delhi. Where is this battle going on? Kurukshetra. How far is Kurukshetra from Delhi? 180 miles. And Sanjaya has got a Divya Drishti. We are talking about 5,000 years ago. Not Doordarshan. Doordarshan came only 1950s or maybe something like that. He is seeing everything. To him who was thus overcome with pity and despondency, with the eyes full of tears and agitated, Madhusudan spoke these words. So what is the state of Arjun here? Tam, that great, glorious, valorous archer Arjun. What is his condition? He is in the worst condition. What is it? Asru. Asru? Tears. Purna. Full of tears. Akul. Have you heard the word byakul? Akul. Akul means agitated. So his mind is agitated and tears are flowing. That Arjun has put down his arm, bows and arrows. He has left it and he has seated on the chariot. So Arjun of this moment is not that Arjun when he entered the battlefield and commanded Lord Krishna, take me into the battlefield in the no man's land. I want to see who are the people who have come to fight with me. Tatha kripaya vishtam, and he was overpowered by one emotion. Kripaya vishtam. Kripaya vishtam. So strong Arjun has become weak, overpowered by emotion of compassion. It is out of place and out of time. What is this compassion? When this compassion comes? See, if there is a deen, if a poor person is there, karuna will come. If there is an anath, orphan, karuna will come. If somebody surrenders to you, karuna will come. Now tell me in the battlefield, where is Deen, Anath and anybody surrendering Arjun? In that battlefield, was there any person poor? Or any person orphan there? Or any person surrendered to Arjun? So why this compassion has arrived? It is out of place. It is out of place. Asrupurna, Asru, when this Asru comes, when this tears come, in Bhakti Marg, when we are full of love, Bhakti devotion, Asru comes. If the devotion is very deep, Asru will come. Now tell me whether any bhajan was going on in the battlefield, why the Asru came? Why the tear came to Arjuna? That was also out of place, out of context also. And Akul, he was disturbed and agitated. Visidantam, despondent, grieving. This compassion is not born out of wisdom. It is not born out of wisdom. But what is the basis of this emotion? Why it has arisen? It has arisen because of I and my. I started from the place where he came in and he is seeing all the people who are enemies. Now he is seeing that they are swajan. Only this much is difference. When he came in, he knew the Kauravas were enemies. When he is standing in front of Bhishma Pitama and Dronacharya, now he is seeing swajan, not Satru. So based on this, this Asru has come. Now he is attached to Dronacharya. He is attached to Bhishma Pitama. He is attached to Pitara, Pautra, Mama, Sala, and all these people. They are my people. Based on this, he started crying because all these will be dead. All these people will be dead. Idam vakyam uvach Madhusudana, spoke these words to Madhusudan. Now, Sanjay is using the word Madhusudan. What is the meaning of Madhusudan? Destroyer of the demon of Madhu. Sanjay is talking to Dhritarashtra. You see, the words are picked up very nicely. He is giving a subtle indication to Dhritarashtra that Lord Krishna, Madhusudan, is on the side of Pandava and he is the killer of the Asura and your all children are Devta. Your all children are Asura. So they all will be. So you can do something now. अभी भी वार शुरू नहीं हुआ है. Subtle indication. And to Arjun, Arjun is thinking there is a asur inside me because of which I am crying. Oh Lord, oh Madhusudan, help me to kill this asur inside me. So what is the condition of Arjun? Started with Kripya Vishta, one emotion. Emotion of Kripya, compassion. What has happened after that? Confusion has started. What is the confusion? What is moha? Moha means a wrong understanding. Not understanding a thing as it is called moha. So what was misunderstanding of Arjun? Not understanding enemies as enemy, instead taking them as swajan, they are my relatives and friends, is the wrong understanding of the situation. This is delusion. So what was the result of that delusion? Limbs started failing. Then he announces his incapacity to fight, then unable to carry out his duty as a soldier, and started crying. One emotion, one wrong understanding. Did you get it? What was the wrong understanding of the situation? Kaurav were enemies. Now he's saying, they are my relative. Only this much confusion is there. My relative swajan, you are attached. Now he's thinking consequence. What will be the consequence? They all will be killed by me. Therefore he's crying. Next word. Sri Bhagavan.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Kutastva Kashmalamidam.
Kutastva Kashmalamidam.
Vishame Samupasthitam.
Vishame Samupasthitam.
Anarya Justam Aswargam.
Anarya Justam Aswargam.
Akirtikaram Arjuna.
Akirtikaram Arjuna.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Kutastva Kashmalamidam. Vishame Samupasthitam. Anarya Justam Aswargam. Akirtikaram Arjuna.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. What is the meaning of Sri? I have explained many times. Can anyone tell? Anybody remembers? Sri means what? One who knows Brahma Vidya is Sri. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Always you will find Sri. It is not Sri Sanjay. Sri Arjun is not written. Arjun Uvacha is written. Sanjay Uvacha is written. Dhritarashtra Uvacha is written. But not Sri. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan who knows Brahma Vidya. Hanuman Chalisa starts with Sri Guru Charan Sarojara. Sri Guru. Who is Guru? Who knows the Brahma Vidya is always addressed? Sri Guru. In Guru Sotram also, Akhanda Mandalakaram, Vyaptam Yena Characharam, Tatpadam, Tasmai, you see, Sri Guru Venma. So Sri means one who knows Brahma Vidya, we address him with Sri. Then Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is that person who has got the six qualities, six bhag, we say. What are those? It is called Aishwarya, Sri, Virya, Yas, Jnana, Vairagya. Aishwarya, lordship, rulership. Sri, wealth. Virya, valor. Yes, fame. Jnana, knowledge. Vairagya, dispassion. How much he has got? Unlimited. We also have got all these things, but we have got limited. We have got the Aishwarya, lordship. Where we have got lordship? On our own family. Lordship is there only that much. Or if you are owner of your own company, your lordship is only up to that company. Sri, yes, we have got the wealth. Thoda thoda hai na. Sri is there. Then Virya, definitely we have got the courage and all that. Yes, fame also we have got. Some prestige, some fame we have. And Jnana, some knowledge is there. Vairagya, thoda to vairagya hai. Otherwise we would not have been sitting here. But Bhagavan has got unlimited measure of these six. So Arjun is Nimitta for Gita. You see, Lord could have removed his problem just by a sankalp or just by seeing. Because the whole creation is a sankalp. It's only a thought of Lord, that's all. He has not done anything. Because Brahman is akarta. He has done nothing. Only a sankalp. Whole creation has come. So he could have removed the problem of Arjun like that. But he didn't do that. He wanted to set an example through Arjun that all the jiva will have to follow this route. They have to do this thing. So Arjun is a nimitta, and through him we got the Gita. So that we can follow Gita and cross the sansar sagar. It can be crossed. can be crossed here and now. And you can cross it only in human form. Lord has got how many forms? 84 lakh forms he has got. Only in human form you can cross it. What is the method of crossing? Only two steps. Purification of mind, and number two, you see, this vasana is a curtain between me and this Lord. It's not that it is not with me. Atman is with us, with each of us we have got. Why human being? All beings have got. But this is curtain. This is not allowing us to reach there, see it, feel it, experience it. This is the impurity. When we come to verse number 39 of chapter 2, we will see that after giving the Brahmagyan also, Arjun did not get up. Lord realized that something has obstructed this Gyan. When we cross slok number 38 also, we will be also in the Arjun state, you know. It's not that we will get realized. What is the obstruction? This is the obstruction. So we have to purify, we have to reduce vasana, number one. And number two, somebody must tell you the knowledge of this. Only tell you, that's all. You don't have to do anything, no actions required. Only knowledge is required. If something is already with you and you are not knowing it, somebody will tell you, all right, it is with you. Our Gurudev used to dramatize one to explain this. One lady, she got one necklace only one time on the first marriage anniversary from her husband. After that, many, many anniversaries, no more gold chain. So one day she thought this gold chain is lost. And she is searching everywhere in the house, whole day. She could not find. When in evening when the husband comes in, he sees the pale face of wife. What happened? The necklace which you gave me on the first anniversary, it's there. I see it. And she sees. Now for getting that necklace, the lady has to do anything. No. Similarly, the Atman is with all of us. Only knowledge of Atman is to be given. But when that will happen? When the mind is purified. How the mind is to be purified? Lord will say you have to do karma yoga. From verse number 39 onward, in briefly he will tell karma yoga, and in detail he will tell in chapter 3. But let me tell you briefly only two things. What is the impurities of mind and how can you purify it? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar is impurities. In simple siddhanta, simple principle is when the mind is reveling in world outside, it becomes impure. And when the same mind revels in the Lord, it becomes pure. Did you get it? So when I am doing puja, when I am doing japa, when I am doing tirth brahman, when I am meditating, my mind is getting impure. Pure. I want to hear this from you. When I am telling you, when my mind is there, whether I am doing japa, puja, tirth brahman, going to the temple or meditating, it gets pure. Same mind which revels into the world collects impurities. Now tell me, how many hours our mind is in Lord and how many hours it is in world. You can calculate. Now to make it pure, we start with the puja. So puja, so we have got a Mahashivaratri puja on Monday. You are getting one opportunity. And I will tell each of you to participate because now you are learning the science. Even after learning the science, if you don't apply in your life, Then our Gurudev used to tell, you are a donkey carrying a ton of gold. You don't know the value. So now you know the science. If I do this thing, I will get this thing. So you all should come on Mahashivratri day. Now I will tell you, doing puja on the actual day and on the weekend day. There is a fashion in America to do everything on weekends. In Mahashivratri, it is said, if you do it on the actual day, the Om Namah Shivaya or Mahamrityunjaya Mantra gets more power. It is powerful on other Shivratri also. There are 12 Shivratris. But the Mahashivratri, on the day, actual day, it is really more powerful. Now tell me, would you like to do it on that day or not? If you want to do it on that day, then you have to enroll. So we have got sponsorship of 101, 21. Ashokji this time have said that we have to open the gate for everybody. Even if you don't want to pay 101, 21, I request you come and sit here. If you don't want to do the puja, at least your mind is there in puja. If money is the material thing, 21 is, I should not say anything more. So all of you should come and participate in puja. If it is not possible on Monday, you can do it on Saturday also. We will be doing again for our children, because children will not be able to come. But when you come with your children, if possible. Because they also will learn. They will not understand the science behind it. But slowly, 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 they will come to know that, yes, I have to go to the temple, I have to do the puja. This they will understand slowly, slowly, slowly. Science I have explained to you. Okay, outside the seats are there. Ashokji will help you. You can put your name, gotra and everything. We will do the puja.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.